And Kathy Dawes now, and of course, Wamigo's Oztoberfest just right around the corner. I mean, it's really basically here, and looking forward to this discussion, Wamigo Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Darren Solden, and also John Fricke. And John, of course, I know you've been on before. You're an Oz historian, a well-known author, Emmy Award-winning producer, Grammy Award nominee. I mean, I could go on and on.
They're
going to
think you're my mother.
And I know so many exciting things going on this year, and I know we'll get some of the details, of course, from Darren. But John, you know, maybe talk some about the presenters and obviously the part that you play when you come back for this.
Oh, I'd be happy to, because there are three or four national Oz festivals a year, but what Wamigo has going for it is the only real Oz museum anywhere. And it is a beautiful museum to see anytime, but especially on a weekend like this where all things point to the Emerald City, for less of a more, not quite such a cliched phrase, but this is my 10th year as MC and presenter, and they've got a great lineup of people, some of whom are new, some of whom people look forward to seeing come back. One of the main new people is a beautiful gal named Shanice Williams, who at the age of 18, 2 years ago, was picked over hundreds of other girls to play Dorothy in NBC's The Wiz Live, the Broadway musical live on TV. She'll be here on Saturday afternoon on stage at the Columbian at 2:30, and we'll be interviewing her about getting that part at such great odds and doing so well with it. Gabriel Gale is an author from New York. He is under contract to Simon & Schuster to do a whole new series of Oz books for middle school and high school students and young adults.
I've read some of those.
And it has just, his first one came out this spring called A Fiery Friendship, Ages of Oz. And he is a lifelong Oz fan. He has done his own Oz encyclopedia. So for the people who like the books and the reading and who are invested in that kind of Oz, we've got him. We've got Shanice for Oz on Stage. Our keynote speaker this year was to be Hamilton Meserve, who is the son of Margaret Hamilton, who played the Wicked Witch of the West in the Wizard of Oz movie. And Ham was taken ill yesterday morning, and it is nothing serious, but he is unable to travel from his home in Maine. So we miss him, and I'm sure he and his wife Helen will be booked here again in the future. But so that people get their dose of Margaret Hamilton and Wicked Witch anecdotes, there are two of us on the bill this weekend who knew Margaret Hamilton, Paul Miles Schneider, the wonderful local author of two other books for kids, Silver Shoes and The Powder of Life. But Margaret Hamilton was his pen pal when he was in second grade. He had met her when he was in first grade, and then they became communicants. So I think that's, the Lutherans will be proud of the fact that I used the word communicant, I guess. I don't know. But the he knew Maggie. I knew her toward the end of her life in New York. So we'll fill in there. Ryan Jay, the NBC Milwaukee film critic, and he's syndicated in Florida. He's syndicated across the country on national radio. He'll be here to do a presentation on this year's NBC series Emerald City, because he interviewed two of the stars of that show. He has his video footage. He and I will be interviewing Shanice, because he interviewed her when she was doing The Wiz. Let's see.
Paul, and Paul, I've read his books too. I actually have a couple in my bookshelves right
those
now.
Those are wonderful books, mm-hmm, about young boys in present-day Kansas who find out that Oz is real. And uh-huh, that I've been waiting for that since I was, 6 years old to happen to me.
Right.
Aaron Harburg. Now, the name Harburg should ring a bell, because his great-grandfather, Yip Harburg, wrote the lyrics to all the songs in the Wizard of Oz movie, Over the Rainbow, We're Off to See the Wizard. And he's here for the first time, and he's going to be talking about his great-grandfather's work process and that amazing, amazing legacy. Those are the principles, and I'm going to do a presentation on the special effects in the Oz movie, showing video clips and explaining how, long before computers, they had to create a tornado, a melting witch, a skywriting witch out of whole cloth, literally. So those programs go on starting at 10:30 tomorrow morning, either at the Oz Museum in the theater in the back or at the Columbian itself. If you buy an entrance to the museum, you can come and go all day. You get into all of the lectures and the presentations. It's a very Ozzy kind of day. And for all ages.
You talked about the special effects and back in that time how creative that was, and still it holds today. It's so much fun to watch. But that was also about the time that color came into the picture too, I'm remembering.
That was part of the great challenge. I think Wizard of Oz was either the 7th or 8th feature-length film to be made in Technicolor. And the ones that preceded it certainly did not have the demand for effects that Oz did. One of the points I make is that in 1938, when they started, the only footage of an actual tornado was like 24 seconds of a grainy black and white water spout. And so they had photographs, but they couldn't go to Jim Cantore and say, show us all your tornado footage on the Weather Channel to inspire us. They had to cobble that all together themselves.
That's just incredible. Well, Darren, this is just so exciting, and as always, just some fascinating presenters coming. I don't know if there's any more you want to add on that note before we move on to some other details, but...
Well, I think just let folks know that it's a full day of activities, as John alluded to. A great cast of characters, great cast of experts that we've got in town this year for Oztoberfest. And I'm really excited to try to sneak away from some of my duties tomorrow and catch some of these presentations. That's always a tough thing to do. But just looking forward to it. And then a full day of activities going on outside, too. So bring the whole family. There's literally things going on from old to young, whether it's an initial introduction to Oz for a lot of folks, which is always fun to see some of the kids that maybe this is the first time they get to engage with Oz to lifelong fans. We'll have a great time as well.
Well, and you know, Darren, every year you come up with something fresh and different. It's amazing all the different things, the different presenters and different aspects of it too. So it's a lot of excitement there. Now, John, I know that obviously you've been involved with it before, but just when you prepare something like this, I mean, you can tell you're excited. It sounds like fun. A little bit of work involved, I'm sure, getting ready for it, but.
Well, I think they had us here a couple days early, and we've been taking it in turns, all of the special guests, to lecture at the elementary schools, middle schools, high schools, to the senior citizens. I'm going to the Porsche Club this afternoon, but we were saying in the car, Darren and I on the way, just walking into the building, Oz is something which almost everybody, they can all relate to it on one level or another. They all know the movie, or they all know the books, or they all know the recent things, and it's like, you fill in the gaps with history, and you try to do it in an entertaining way. And that's one of the things that's great about the speaker list, because these people are all Oz passionate. They are all Oz-centric. This is not a job for them. This is not something they're doing because they can do it. They're doing it because they're compelled to do it. They've got to share it all. I didn't mention Jane Albright, president of the International Wizard of Oz Club, and J.P. Caffiero, whose family's Oz collection makes up so much of the Oz Museum, will be doing informal tours four times at the museum on Saturday to walk people through. And I think that is that's a new addition to really kind of fill in some of the gaps. Clint Stevie, who's in charge over there, has got me doing some video. I'm staying a few extra days, and we're going to do some video stuff that then they will present when I'm 1,000 miles away, an introduction to the museum and asking Oz questions and answering them and that sort of thing. So it just keeps going.
And it really is an exciting time, too, when you learn all this information. I know, having traveled quite a bit when I was in my high school years, and we traveled to other countries, Japan and,
oh, wow,
and Africa and Europe. But everybody knows about the Wizard of Oz. It's just incredible. It's one of those stories that is definitely global. Everyone knows.
Well, and I think that has a lot to do with the basic premise of the book, and then the movie carried that forward, the idea that everybody has doubts about how smart or how loving or capable of being loved they are, how brave they are. Then they have to come to realize that they've got all those things, but they have to implement them. We were talking, too, everybody is scared. There isn't a soul out there who isn't shy about saying hello first, extending a hand first, but you do it. And Dorothy making the friends she made and being true to them, and it's all almost sentimental stuff, and to a certain extent, to some people, probably corny, but it's the basis of a life journey. You go along, you meet people, you work together, you strive together. Certainly what goes on in Wamego all the time is proof of that, but when it coalesces like this once a year, it's pretty remarkable.
And when people hear you're from Kansas, they just always, you know,
absolutely.
Toto, that kind of thing. So,
yeah.
In today's day and age, too, I think maybe we need a little bit of this, Darren. I mean, it's
a little.
A lot. And John, yes.
It is, and John alluded to it. I mean, great great message behind the story. And I know, talking with some of the special guests and spending some time with them the last few days, that everybody is saying that right now, that with everything going on in the news and going on in the world, that what a great opportunity not just to come out and enjoy a festival and enjoy all the activities, but come out and listen to the message. You know, listen to the message about the story. Go back to the to Baum's original story, and there is a lot to learn all these years later, and then bring it to some of the contemporary application, and have fun with folks like Shanice. I mean, just a wonderful individual, incredibly talented, great family that's along with her as well on the trip here from New Jersey, and there's also the murder mystery, Oz murder mystery that the Columbian Theater does. And I know last year that was a big hit, and so they added another show last night. There's a show yet tonight and on Saturday night as well.
And it's great fun. It's just outrageous.
And only maybe a few tickets left there. So if you have an interest in going, make sure you get onto the Columbian's website, Columbian Theater's website, and look for tickets. But again, that's the absolute wonderful thing about Oz. Young to old, original book to contemporary applications, there literally is something there for everybody. And behind it all is really a good message.
Let's go ahead and take a break. It's now 9:35. Again, we have with us today talking about Wamigo's Oztoberfest, Wamigo Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Darren Solden and John Fricke, and of course, a well-known author, producer, you name it, and appreciate him being here today. 537-1350, if you have questions or comments of your own, you're listening to In Focus.
With ESB Financial, just tap and snap.